The future could get a little brighter for some Florida college students. There's a growing consensus to increase awards for some of the state's highest academic performers. Legislative and state leaders seem to be in agreement when it comes to lowering the cost of higher ed. I'm Lynn Hatter. Cody Taggart majors in economics at Florida State University. He's a junior, and he pays for school largely through Florida's Bright Futures Tuition Scholarship, along with a prepaid scholarship. Between the two, he does not have any student loans. And he knows he's lucky.
It's helped me with school because I don't have debt at all, which is something that a lot of students aren't able to go through or aren't able to have.
Taggart says he'd be happy to see plans to help those other students cut down on their overall debt load. Even with a myriad of fee waivers, scholarships, and grants, many Florida students are still leaving college with thousands of dollars in loans.
I know a lot of people that I know do have sizable debt from college, even with help from friends and family. So if legislature could somehow tackle either opening up more funding for education or help for those students that need it and want to go to college and show the initiative and the drive to be able to do it, that would be something that'd be nice to have happen.
Student loan debt is having a big impact on the economy. According to one study, students are delaying major purchases like a home or a car. And a whopping 73% of those surveyed say they've delayed saving for retirement. Help could be on the way. Governor Rick Scott and Senate President Joe Negron have introduced similar yet different plans to bring down school costs and help students accelerate to graduation. The Senate's ideas are now in what the chamber is calling the Excellence in Higher Education Act. The plan would give students who earn the top-tier Bright Futures Scholarship a full ride, along with a $300 textbook stipend. That award would also cover summer courses, and other state-based financial aid programs would be increased. Scott's plan would allow all levels of Bright Futures scholarships to cover summer tuition, and the governor wants textbooks to be tax-free. He's also calling for fee freezes.
We've got to figure out a way to provide a high-quality education, but at a price that our students can afford and their parents can afford.
Such plans, says House Speaker Richard Corcoran, are overdue. In an interview with the Florida Channel, Corcoran says he's excited by what he sees coming from the governor and the Senate, and he's endorsing another idea, block tuition for students.
If you want to take 15 credit hours, that'll cost you the exact same amount as 12 credit hours. So now the kids are thinking, wait a second, I can take 15 credit hours for the same price as 12. Now they'll take 15. Again, they graduate sooner. They're out in the marketplace sooner. These are all great ideas. The governor's talking about capping fees and all of those ideas, I think they're going to find a receptive audience in the House.
But even with lawmakers in agreement on policy, they'll still have to figure out how to fund their ideas. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatter.